Lesson 82, The Beatitudes. Message: Jesus introduced the rules of the kingdom of God. Learning objectives: the children will learn. Jesus is the teacher of the new covenant. We should also follow the teachings Jesus gave his disciples. With God's help and grace, we strive to live according to the Beatitudes. Bible texts: Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 to 16. While Jesus taught his disciples, he was surrounded by a great multitude. He went up on a mountain in Galilee, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Jesus, as the new Moses or lawgiver, introduced the teaching of the new covenant. Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Jesus continued to teach the multitude and said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." To conclude, Jesus said to the multitude, "Blessed are you when they hate you or say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Be joyful and happy. Your reward in heaven is great, for this is how the prophets who came before you were treated as well." Jesus wanted the multitude gathered to follow him, to embody the teaching of the new covenant, and to be examples to others. "You are the light of the world," he said. "Let your light shine so that people may see the good things you do." Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what she or he may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise, fancy dress for Jesus. Write down the keywords of the Beatitudes of Jesus. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. Ask the children to explain the Beatitudes in their own words, like, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The people who recognize the need for God, the kingdom of God belongs to them. "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." That is, the people who suffer and experience painful loss, God will comfort them. "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." That is, the people who are humble, they will be given the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. That is, the people who want to act according to the will of God, for God will help them do so. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. That is, the people who show forgiveness and kindness to others, God will be merciful to them. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That is, the people whose motivations are pure, they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. That is, the people who make peace, they shall be called the people of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That is, the people who suffer for doing the right thing, even when it is not popular. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Blessed are you when they hate you and persecute you and say evil against you falsely for my sake. That is, the people who are treated poorly for confessing Jesus. Have the children repeat, Jesus is the teacher of the new covenant. We should also follow the teachings which Jesus gave his disciples. With God's help and grace, we strive to live according to the Beatitudes. Real life application. Ask for an example of every beatitude in our real life. Repeat the message in the Beatitudes Jesus introduced the roots of the kingdom of God.